And good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. The Friday All-Star Show continues. We have Manhattan Rotary Club President Vern Hendricks and Board Member Chris Nolte. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we've got a lot of things going on with the Rotary Club. An annual banquet's coming up here in a few weeks, I believe, or maybe less than that.
More than an annual banquet. This is our centennial celebration. Oh. So this is our once in every 100 years that we can look back over Rotary and celebrate the achievements of not only our club, but the Konza Club and the Rotary in general.
100 years. What's the big plans for 100 years? I mean, that's how do you celebrate 100 years?
Very carefully. So with a lot of planning and a lot of work. So on Monday evening, June 18th, 5:30, we're going to have a centennial celebration down at the Manhattan Conference Center. And the public is welcome. So it's not only just members and their families, but if anybody wants to attend, they can certainly get in touch with us. But we plan on looking back at the history of Rotary and celebrating our service above self projects and just having a great time.
You know, and with that, for folks, you hear about Rotary clubs all over the place. But as far as what they do, for anybody who's just not sure, what exactly does a Rotary Club do and what purpose do they serve in the community?
Well, the signature project that I think Rotary is really hangs their hat on is the elimination of polio worldwide. You can go to any community of any size and have a Rotary Club, and that has been a worldwide focus for Rotary for many years to eliminate polio. And we're down at this point in time in the last 3 or 4 months, we have not had any known cases reported of polio. So keeping our fingers crossed, we're very close to having it eradicated. And of course, the next project, there's more than one project that Rotary Clubs are involved with. Matter of fact, the Konza Rotary Club President Rod Harms is down in Honduras or on his way to Honduras, I think, for a water project that we've partnered with. And so that's probably, in my view, one of the bigger initiatives after the Polio Plus. And Chris led our club in a project that was a Maternal Health Month project, which we called the Birthing Kit Project.
Yeah, Chris, if you want to go ahead and talk about that project a little bit.
Sure. Well, leading into our 100th year, we talked about ways that we could do something special or create an initiative that our club had never focused on in the past. And we hadn't really done a project that was aimed at meeting Rotary's focus of maternal and child health. So the board sat down and planned a project that was the packaging of clean birthing kits. And these kits contain some very, very basic supplies, just 6 or 7 supplies that can mean the difference between life and death to a mother who's delivering a baby in an underdeveloped country. So we plan to package these kits at one of our regular Thursday meetings. Our club meets every Thursday at noon at the Holiday Inn at campus. And bought all the supplies and planned a day to put them together. And on a Thursday in April, over 70 Rotarians spent about 20 to 30 minutes. And at the end of those 20 to 30 minutes, we had packaged up 700 clean birthing kits. And we've identified 7 partner Rotary clubs in other countries. Those countries are Uganda, Nepal, the Philippines, Guatemala, Nigeria, Kenya, and India. So at the end of that day, we had boxes of 700 birthing kits to go out to our partner clubs in each of those countries.
And that's really the strength of the Rotary Club, is just the way that it begins at the local level. It's a community-oriented thing, but you're helping folks out all over the world.
Very, very much so. There's certainly a number of community initiatives, district initiatives. Our club was one of the forefront funders in the area here when the Hurricane Katrina issue happened. And this is what Rotary clubs do. You know, we put a call out to all the members. You know, hey, let's help some of our friends in the Houston area. And so we collected funds together as a club and as district and send down some support. And but then we support international projects as well. There's an international convention that I'm going to in Toronto at the end of the month, and you know, there are projects talked about there all the time. And it's just a way to put all the individual politics and personal pleasures aside and just work and think of others around the world and making a difference.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Rotary Club President Vern Hendricks and Board Member Chris Nolte. And Chris, I want to go back to you on talking about the birthing project. Is that what's called, birthing project?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to these projects and finding needs, how is it that you come to these needs and single out, like, okay, we're going to go with this and look at this initiative?
Well, really the way this one was selected is because it was something completely different than our club had ever done before. So as Vern mentioned, there's been some other initiatives and some other wonderful projects that we have completed in our last 100 years. But because this was kind of a highlight year that we wanted to do something different, my focus was on looking at the maternal and child health. We'd never done kind of a landmark project in that area of focus. In addition to being the Manhattan Rotary Club's 100th year, this is also the year where we're celebrating 30 years of women in Rotary. So that's for all Rotary clubs, not just the Manhattan Rotary Club. So it was a great year to do something, an international project that supported women, focused on maternal and child health. And again, our real focus was just to do something new and different for our club. And it just was a fantastic project that kind of just kept snowballing into a bigger and bigger effort. And really, I think that's how all Rotary projects start. There's an idea, there's a spark, and then that's what's great about Rotary Club members. Everybody jumps on board for the same goal and gets some pretty amazing things accomplished.
And Vern, how many members strong is the Manhattan chapter right now?
We're at 195 in the Manhattan Rotary Club, and the Morning Club, the Cons Rotary Club, is nearing 100. And so all told in Manhattan, we've got about 300. And so that was an initiative, another one, the One Rotarian, One Tree Project, which was this year's Rotary International President's goal is to plant one tree per Rotarian all across the world. And, you know, Mike Dodson and our club and Rod Harms and the Morning Club led those efforts. And, you know, we've planted more than 400 trees in Manhattan alone this year. So we overexceeded our goal by nearly 25%. And these guys did a great job. The club members got together and worked with the city of Manhattan for locations. And so it's something that we'll probably do a little bit every year now.
And talk about some of those locations. Where was those kind of dispersed?
Shouldn't ask me the tough questions, but a couple of the cemeteries, Sunrise, Sunset. We did some at a couple of the elementary schools. I know Lee School, we were out one day. Northview Park, I think we were out there one day. So several locations in Manhattan. Our fall effort focused more on probably 6-foot trees. I think we planted about 80 of those in the fall, and then our spring effort has been more in seedling areas where we actually wanted to plant some growth. Linear Trail, we had a day over on Linear Trail, so it's been a good effort. So
you mentioned the hard questions. I haven't ever put you on the InFocus hot seat yet. I don't have time today, so don't worry. But at some point, that'll probably be coming. Just warning you ahead of time.
All right. I'll get it.
Real quick before we go here with Manhattan Rotary Club President Vern Hinrichs and board member Chris Nolte, and either can answer. If people are interested in wanting to get involved and become a member, what is that process?
Well, both of our clubs have websites, so the easiest way is just to get in touch. The Kansas Rotary Club meets at the Middle Ark Hills in the morning on Friday mornings. We meet it, as Chris said earlier, at the Holiday Inn on campus, there by campus, at noon on Thursdays. And so the easiest thing is just to go to a meeting and see if you want to be a part of what we do and see the kind of activities that we've got going. So
I'll even add to that just by saying we do Facebook Live our meetings, so that gives anybody a chance to find our website or our Facebook page. It's Manhattan Rotary Club Facebook page, and you can actually check out a meeting just from the comfort of your own home if you kind of want to see what the club is about and what kind of programs we have. There's also photos on that site about the One Rotarian, One Tree Project, about the International Birthing Kit. So anybody who has an interest in kind of seeing a little bit more about what we've talked about today can certainly hop on that Facebook page and see some examples for themselves.
Technology's great, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's terrific.
Anything else, Vern, that you wanted to go over?
Well, I just want to continue to reiterate the banquet on June the 18th. We would really love to have individuals come. It's $50 for the event. It's a dinner. It starts at 5:30, like I said, at the Manhattan Conference Center. We'll have a recognition of Rotary members and service projects and individuals from other clubs from the district that are coming. But Then we'll have a dinner, and then we'll get into some of our programs. This year's speakers are Larry Demmett. He's one of the directors of Rotary International that's coming to town. And then the new command general over at Fort Riley that will be here. So the two of them will provide a new perspective of things that I think will be interesting to the community, even over and above a Rotary. So excited about it. If people are interested, they certainly need to get in touch with us ASAP, though. So.
Well, very good. Well, happy 100 years to 100 years more.
Thank you.
Manhattan Rotary Club President Vern Hendricks and board member Chris Nolte, thanks so much for coming on. When we come back, we'll do a little look back in time, some tornado history in the area, right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Another 100 years of Rotary. See, Clyde Jones will still be there. You know that's true.
Don't doubt it.
Look to Bork Brothers Menswear for the finest names in sports.